Eiver Shel Mikdash Amai, it throw back to the question, why is the locha that the pot in the Beis HaMikdash, that the cook up kachim inside it, that there it says you have to break it, so why? What does the Torah say? There's no eitzer out. But if you cooked up the kachim in a pot, a klicheris, you have to break the klicheris. Why can't you just put these pots back into the big oven? If you put it back into the big oven, like where it was made from, that's called a sekim b'fnim. And if you put it in there ready, then we're not afraid to come to have chayis alei. Because once you put in it, if you're afraid, you know you won't come out again. If you put it back into the big ovens, so that should be masterit. If so, why isn't the din that, why is the din you have to break the klicheris? Why can't you just return it back into the big ovens? So the Gemara is Amar Reb Zera, Shlefi Shein Oisin Kiv Shainois, Fushalayim. Halach is, we do not make big ovens in Yerushalayim. It's too much smoke, it's not nice for Yerushalayim. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no way to put the klicheris back into the oven. That's why the Torah gives a mitzvah to break it. If you take it and put it back into the big oven, you could be machsher klicheris. Omer Abaya says, but he has another question also. So now what's the halacha? If you have a klicheris that you cooked up the kachim in, you have to break it. And what do you do with the broken pieces? You put them in the junkyard, like. If so, is it nice for chiyoyser nash posas biazara? Like in the Beis HaMikdash, you have a garbage place there that you're going to put all the broken chicharises. And what kind of, why should you have to break it there? Tomorrow says, no, ish demitse hadatani. You forgot that we learned. That Shemaya de Kalboi, like you said, the person, the name of the place where he came from, Shem Mokum Shnikra Shem Avos Kachavim. Name of a place called after Avodah Zarah there. So I, the Tony Shemaya, he said over from this place that Shivrei Kli Cheres Nivloim Dem Kaimim has come out like a nace. What used to happen, the Kli Cheres that was broken, it used to be dissolved in its own place. It used to go into the ground. Tenech Nami wasn't a junk place there. Did not have a garbage there, but just it was Nivloim. It used to be swallowed up. Didn't claim him in his place where it was. But Enechanami, a klicheris, really, if you put it back into the kivshon, you couldn't make it kosher again. So Marif, Elohod, Yom Rav Nachman, that's what Rav Nachman said, Yom Rav Avahuam, Tana Shemigdash, Shematchis Heveim, that the oven that they used in the Beis HaMikdash, it was made out of metal. The question is why? Never the cheris. Why don't they make it out of a klicheris? Out of an earthly kli. And what are you afraid about? You put the shtei alechem inside it, and you'll have to make it kosher, but still, the way you bake is you put the heat inside it. So we're saying now, whenever you have the heat inside the oven, that's fit to be machsher, to make even a klicheris kosher. So if so, so this tanur, you could be machsher it. So if so, why can't you make the tanur from a klicheris? So Marin says, the chivon di kishtei alechem. The chivon tikashtei lechem, to lechem upon him. The afiyos and betano, that here the mitzvah is, he has to bake these things in the oven, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now here it's not only a ma'isafi of baking it, but also uktushosan betano. The shtei lechem and lechem upon him. The shtei lechem is what you use on Shavuos, and the lechem upon him is what you use every Shabbos. The kedusha, it gets the kedusha saguf from the tano. It's so heavenly klisharis. Comes out the tanner has a din like a klisharis, and the klal is o klisharis techeris lay of dinin. You now want to make a klisharis out of a klisharis. A klisharis that has kedusha, that's the mikdash, other things, has to be made from metal, not from a klisharis. And vaitan viafilu Reb Yehuda, that he holds no in the sechta sukkah.